Thank you so much for calling. It's Josh here.
How you doing, Josh? James,
Hey James,
which phone
I am
yesterday?
doing all good. How about yourself? Absolutely. How about yourself?
Okay, I'm trying to fill out the W-9 form, but I don't have a printer. Do I need a printer to sign that?
No, you can just electronically sign that as well. If you can just take a picture of your sign and upload it over here, or you can just electronically sign this as well. That would be fine.
I'm trying to sign it, but it's not.
Because these details are
It's not.
updated on the publishing platforms and they verify all the tax information. If there's any way for you to electronically sign the form, then you can fill that out just by mentioning your name or just e-signing that.
Like I'm trying to sign it, type it in now, but it's not taking.
Okay, let me do one thing. Let me share the Word version of this file. Let me share a Microsoft Word version so that you can easily edit this form and fill it out online without having it printed. All right?
Yeah, let me ask you one other thing. Employer identification number. I mean, what do they want there? I put the, or they said, or Social Security. I put the Social Security.
Sure, that would work.
One second.
I am sending. Sure, I'm sending the other form as well in the Word version. Just allow me a minute as well.
Because they asked for a company name. I don't have one.
Okay, then you can just disregard that and just write your individual name. That would work as well.
Okay, now for the book, I was using a pseudonym. Does that make a difference?
I'm sorry, can you come again?
I was using a pseudonym, another name for the book. I'm not using my own name, my real name.
Okay, that's completely fine. That's completely fine. This form is only for the purpose of royalties that we have to set up on the publishing platforms. So what I mean by royalty is basically this is just for the internal verification purposes, and you just have to fill out your real name. That's fine. This won't go anywhere in public or be shown to public publicly. This is just to show the Amazon and the other platforms that you're a taxpayer and for the calculation of royalty purposes. That's it. So this won't be public. You can mention your real name. And for the book, if that's a pseudonym that is being used, that is completely fine. You can just mention your tax details over here. That's it.
Okay. This other form, publishing information questionnaire. Client name. Use my real name, right?
Yep, that is correct. Just use your real name. And in the author name section, you can use your pseudonym.
Okay, author name, book title. Total page count, it might differ, right? It was 126 when Amazon did it.
I can fill that out. You can leave that particular part. I'll have that filled out. So you can just fill out the important details and the remaining of it where it says book name and book page count, I'll fill that out from my end. That's completely fine.
How about medium and format?
Okay, you can just leave that as well, or select paperback and hardcover. I'll take care of that. Or just select paperback and hardcover.
E-book.
And that.
So all of that, e-book file type, dimensions, leave that alone?
You can leave that. Leave that all. As soon as I get the file, I'm going to see the trim size and everything, and I'm going to have that filled out.
How about dimensions? Leave that?
Leave that. I'll have that filled out once I get the file.
ISBN, I mean, I got that somewhere.
Okay, if you have the ISBN number, then you can provide that ISBN number in that form as well, and we'll take care of that.
Okay, target audience, I guess 16 to 46, something like that, is that age range?
Yep,
I'll leave
that is completely fine. If you have any specific range in your mind, you can mention that. That is fine.
Okay, sales price, leave that.
Yep, leave that. If you have any specific sale price in your mind as well, you can fill that. For example, on many of the platforms, we do go ahead with ebook being $9.99, paperback $14.99, and so forth. But if you have already uploaded your book on Amazon and any other platform, you can keep the same pricing as that.
Okay, yeah, because they had pricing. Now, let me ask you something. It's no problem with Amazon that I'm doing this, right, or what?
No. This is going to be on all other platforms. So the 50-plus platforms that you have signed up for, that would be the other platforms instead of Amazon because you already have your book on Amazon. So we're going to be targeting on all the other big platforms where your book can be published, and I'll keep you updated of all those platforms as well.
Okay, publishing platforms. It has Amazon, Lulu, Barnes & Noble, whatever.
You can disregard that. You can disregard that because it's already on Amazon, right? So we're just targeting the 50-plus big platforms, and we're going to take care of that.
Okay, how about cover? Glossy, paper, color, whatever?
It's your call. If you want to go ahead with a glossy cover or a matte cover, you can select any of that.
Well, I wanted to keep it the way it was. I like the look they gave it.
Okay, I'll check the details from Amazon from my end, and I'll keep it the same as it is on Amazon.
So I'll leave it blank then, right?
Yep, just leave it blank.
Okay, bank details, which country, U.S., bank currency, what do you mean?
Yep, these details would be required for royalty purposes.
What do you mean, bank currency? What are you talking about?
As in, like, would this be a checking account or a savings account?
Oh, okay, yeah, checking. Account holder name, my name. Account number, put that. Routing number, put that. Name of bank, yeah. Am I holding you up? I just want to go through this real quick. I'm almost done.
Sure. I'm here. Don't worry.
What is your tax classification? For U.S. tax purposes, are you a U.S. person? Yes. If you ask to provide your tax ID number. Tax ID number. What the hell is that again?
If you have any tax ID number, that would be required. Or you can fill out the below mentioned form where it would be EIN number as well. Either of the two.
Business or trade name? No, right?
That's optional.
Optional.
That.
It says optional.
Your address. Yep.
Address. Social. Okay, publishing account information, email, password, date of birth.
You can just mention your email and date of birth. That would be all.
Just the email address?
Yep, just the email and date of birth because we're going to be creating account from our end. So password won't be required technically. Just mention the email address and the date of birth.
Okay. Now I'm trying to write the email address down. It's not You sure I don't need a printer because it's not writing anything down. It wrote something down earlier for the... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the email address would be the same, kingjamesj4@aol.com?
No, I know. I'm just saying it's not typing, though.
Okay, and did it fill out all the previous details that we were having a word with, like your name and tax details and all that?
Well, when I went for the signature on the other form, the W-9, it wouldn't do it, but everything else it was typing.
Yep, the W-9 form was in the PDF format. Since you're unable to fill that out, I'm going to share the form again in the same format as this publishing form, and you'll be able to fill that out easily, all right?
All right. Now, if anything is blank, we could go back over it, right?
Yep, I'll review the form again from my end, and I'll fill out all the required details. If there's anything that I require, I'll drop you an email as well.
Okay, now how do I send it afterwards?
Okay, so what you have to do is you just have to save this file on your end. And once you save it, you just have to share it over the same email that I sent to you. So once you go on your email, you click on reply, you will see an option to attach your file. And that's all.
All right. Let me see. I don't know why it's not typing some of the stuff, though.
It could be taking a bit long, or maybe the Microsoft Word would be taking a bit long if it's having issues on and off. So it could be Word taking some time. And I have shared an email as well regarding with the W-9 form, which you can edit from your end online and share it with me.
Oh.
So along with these two forms,
okay,
I would require the cover and manuscript as well.
Okay, now the questionnaire form is not writing down anything, though.
Which form? The publishing form that I just shared?
Yeah. It's not typing.
Okay, and was it typing previously?
Just the W-9. I got most of the W-9, but then it wouldn't take the signature, though.
Okay, I've just shared a new file with you as well in your email. You can use that file, and it will allow you to make the changes on the W-9 form.
Okay, let me check it out, and I'll just call you back or something, right?
Sure. Sounds great.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Same to you.